There was a question that was asked of Samson. Tell me, what was the secret of your great strength? Have you ever thought about this before? What do you think Samson looked like? You think in your mind, we don't have any description of him. But what would have given the most glory to God? Would it have been if he looked like Goliath? Looked like the kind of person that could tear the gates off of a city and walk off with it? Or somebody that in just looking at them, you'd think there's no way that they have strength. And they ask, what is the secret of your strength? What I want to tell you today is, Cheryl had, in my mind, incredible spiritual strength. Was it because she was a spiritual giant? Nope. I watched her over the years, times when she would have fears about what the future held. What I want to tell you this afternoon is, what gave her spiritual strength is the same thing that it will give us, each one, spiritual strength. And I'd like you to look at that topic this afternoon. That topic is grace. Divine, I look at the definition of grace, a divine influence from God. First place I see it in the Bible was telling about Noah. Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. And you know what? Noah found divine influence from God on his work that he had to do. What does it say? With wickedness all around him, in the whole world around him at that time. It said he was a preacher of righteousness. He still not only built the ark, but he had faith to believe in something that's going to happen at the end of this time. To the point of telling people, you need to change your lives. This is out ahead when it's something over 100 years away before it's going to happen. There are verses that tell us, I'd like to look at one of them in Hebrews 12. Because for us to have spiritual strength today, Hebrews 12 and 28 and 29. I think about this with Noah. Wherefore we, receiving a kingdom which cannot be moved, let us have grace, whereby we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear. Our God is a consuming fire. So I look at this verse, we need to have grace. I need to have divine influence so that I can serve God acceptably with reverence. You know, I believe Noah served God acceptably with some reverence. Yes. He realized, you know what, God has told me this is going to happen, and I'm going to consistently build this ark. I'm going to follow the instructions exactly. God didn't tell him just find any tree that you'd get and it'll be fine. He said, you're going to have to build it out of gopher wood. Well, you know, after so much time of you cutting gopher trees close by your place, you're going to have to move on out a little ways. But he held this promise. God has told him, for this thing to float, you're going to have to build it according to my word. So I think about for our life today, we have been told years ago, the day of the Lord will come. You know what? We need to have in our life grace, a divine influence working in our life every day so that we can serve him acceptably with reverence and godly fear. I need his divine influence in my life every day. There are places where it talks about lest any man would fail of the grace of God. Now, it didn't say lest the grace of God should fail some man. You know what? Grace is available for every one of us. Sufficient grace is available for every one of us. But I can fail of the grace of God. There is another verse, Titus 2 and 11. The grace of God that bringeth salvation has appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world. You know what? Grace is what teaches us that. This influence that God wants to have in our life. So So was Cheryl really a spiritual giant on her own? Not at all. But she tapped into a source that every one of us can have and are going to need out in the future. Whatever comes our way, whether it's sickness or whether it's any other thing, I would like for us to go from here today realizing there's grace available for us for any trouble. And it's not something that I can do on my own. I just have to think of Samson as being a small enough man that everybody looking at him would say, I don't see how he could do it. But there was the Spirit of the Lord came on him. And I believe the Spirit of the Lord wants to come on each one of us as we come into our trials, that we can have grace sufficient for it. There's another verse that says, Galatians 2 and 21, I don't frustrate the grace of God. What that tells me is there's nothing wrong with the grace. It's good. It's possible that I can render it useless in my life by the things that I allow to happen in my life. There are things that will stop the flow of God's grace. You know, Paul said, it's by the grace of God that I am what I am. One of the first things, a very important thing that I need to realize is my need of God's grace. We're told this over in Ephesians 2 and 7. You know, there's nothing that I can do on my own, 2 and 8, to be able to buy salvation. This says, here's what will get me saved. It's by grace, that divine influence, that I'm saved. For by grace are you saved through faith, that not of yourselves, it's a gift. It's not of works, lest any man should boast. I need to realize, you know what, how dependent I am on God. It's not going to be my strength. You know, if Samson would have thought in himself, and here's what's dangerous. Samson came to the place that he thought his strength was in himself. You remember how he started toying with this, what God had told him to protect. And I believe somewhere in there he got to feeling like, I can do this on my own. And he, remember it said, even after his hair was cut and they woke him up, he arose as he had done in times past. And he did not realize, but his strength was gone. There are things that can happen in our life that will cause this strength of grace that's available to us to be frustrated and to be in vain in my life. And I don't want it to happen. You remember when we read about the Pharisee and the publican? Here's a picture of this. When the Pharisee has his prayer before the Lord, I'm thankful that I'm not like other men are. Here's the things that I do to buy my salvation. I fast twice in the week. I give of all that I possess. And I'm not like this other man here. There is a song that says, no righteousness of ours will ever avail. But through the Lamb of God we shall prevail. There's power in the blood. All else will fail. There's power in the blood of Jesus. Because our power is coming from that grace that he's willing to give us. There's a verse that says, let him that thinketh he standeth take heed lest he fall. This morning we mentioned about D.O. Teasley. The songs that he wrote, the ministry that he had, his closeness, his walk before the Lord. You know, Sister Maxine told us this morning about as we're nearing the end. You know what? The devil is not going to back off just because I've been faithful all my life. And now I'm nearing the end and he's going to say, okay, let's just let him have it. Let him go on to heaven. He's not going to do that. He's going to do whatever he can to cause us to trip up and to fall. But I am thankful that grace is available for us. I think maybe last Wednesday night, Sister Maxine called this because this is an important desire that I need to have in my heart. She called that song, I Need Thee Every Hour. You know, that needs to be more than just a nice sounding song. It needs to be my prayer before the Lord all the time. Lord, in this decision that I have, help me to accept the grace that you have for me in it. I want to be able to do that. There is a song that I'd like for us to look at. It's song number 45. I'd like for us to sing this song together. The grace of God that brings salvation and teaches righteousness appeareth unto every nation, their darkened souls to bless. Wondrous grace, pure gift from heaven, grace to set the captives free, grace of God so kindly given by the Savior unto me. His wondrous grace is all sufficient, and ours of deepest need are sanctified by God omniscient, if we His promise plead. Wondrous grace, pure gift from heaven, grace to set the captives free, grace of God so kindly given by the Savior unto me. Within the heart His grace abounding will give us power to reign through Jesus when the foe surrounding, the victory we shall gain. Wondrous grace, pure gift from heaven, grace to set the captives free, grace of God so kindly given by the Savior unto me. Our Father, grace and glory giveth in blessings manifold from Him who pure before Him liveth. No good will He withhold. Wondrous grace, pure gift from heaven, grace to set the captives free, grace of God so kindly given by the Savior unto me. It's interesting how songwriters got a hold to what grace can do in our life. Here's the picture that another one got. All His grace is as free as the air we breathe. You ever think about that? Oh, I don't know if I'm going to get my next breath or not. Maybe it's going to give it to me or not. You know, it's just as free as air for all of us to breathe. We may each have a full supply. Here's what it takes to be able to have that full supply. If we will obey and His word believe, the flow of grace is always available for us. His word believe, He will prepare us to dwell on high. Paul had a thorn in the flesh, and he did what we did. Prayed for healing. You know what God said? My grace is sufficient for you. You know, sometimes we underestimate how valuable grace is. We think this is the most valuable thing for me. You know, probably Paul wouldn't have prayed three times if he didn't think it's valuable for him to have this affliction gone. But then God said, I've got grace that's sufficient for you. And did Paul say, I tell you what, I quit then because this is what I want? No, he said, most gladly then. I tell you what, if this is what it is, I don't have healing for you, but I have grace for you, then I'm going to climb up on top of it and have victory. I believe Cheryl had that testimony. You know, her desire was healing. But God showed us so many times that His grace was sufficient for us. We sing a song. You know, a lot of times we can sing songs and we've sung them so many times that when I finish singing it, I could hardly tell you what the message was in it. This song we have sung so many times. Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. I was blind, but now I see. You know, salvation, I realized how important His grace was for me. But you know what? It wasn't just for that time. It says, 'twas grace that taught my heart to fear. Fear God and keep His commandments. And it was grace that my fears relieved, the fears of what the future holds for me. It was grace that helped me to be relieved of those fears. How precious did that grace appear the hour I first believed. Then this verse. Through many dangers, toils, and snares, I have already come. So am I going to say, I tell you what, I'm tough enough to brave any of them? No. It was grace that brought me safe thus far, and it'll be grace that takes me home. God's divine influence in my life is available. I watched that happen with Cheryl. It was grace that took her day by day, and it was grace that took her home, His divine influence in her life. And then, you know, I've seen some beautiful sunrises the last few days, and it just made me think, if it's that beautiful here, what must heaven be like? This last verse of it says, when we've been there 10,000 years, that's a long time to us, bright shining as the sun, we have no less days to sing God's praise than when we just began. And here is what is available for us. The supply will never run out. It's just that I can stop the flow of it, and I don't want that to happen. In Hebrews, the 4th chapter, and the 16th verse, let us, therefore, come boldly to the throne of grace. Lord, I know You have grace, divine influence, divine help for me in this trial that I'm facing right now. And I'm coming boldly to the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in our times of need. You know, this is not just about the sickness that is unto death. This is about all the little things that happen in my life every day. There is divine influence to be able to help me. This is not just about sickness. This is about, we heard this morning in the Sunday school class about influence. This is about influences that come into my life and how I influence others with my life. God wants me to not frustrate the grace that He has available for me, the grace that He wants to show out to the world around me. There are a couple verses that I saw in Colossians, because this is more than just about sickness. In Colossians 4 and 6, let your speech be always with grace, seasoned with salt, that ye may know how you ought to answer every man. Let my speech be seasoned, let my speech be always with grace. As I'm dealing with people around me, just maybe in everyday business decisions, that my speech would have grace ministered to those. It also says in Ephesians 4 and 29, let no corrupt communication, we heard about this is influence again. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying. And what's the purpose? I want it to minister grace to the hearers. That's not just when we come on Wednesday night prayer meeting, I'd like to minister grace to the hearers. But I'd like to minister grace, what does it say, blessed are the peacemakers. Or a word fitly spoken is like apples of gold and pitchers of silver. Those things that if I controlled my tongue, and when the things that do come from my tongue would minister grace to the hearers, I say, Lord, help me. There is another verse in Revelations 3 and 20. And a lot of times I'll think about this as on the day that I got saved. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man will hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him and I'll sup with him and he with me. You know what? That verse is important for us today, each day of our life. maybe like early in the morning of every day. I was out sitting at my pond at the dock this morning, and I thought of that song, "Morning by Morning, New Mercies I See. All I have needed, thy hand hath provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me." Have you ever gone through a day that you didn't have what you needed for grace? He stood at the door and knocked for me. Sometimes I can be so busy, maybe even just in my mind, that he's saying, "Would you take a little bit of time with me this morning? I want to sup with you and you with me. I want to be able to let you not have the grace that I have for you to be frustrated by things that can happen in your life today." And I'm saying, "Lord, I want to do that sometime, but I'm kind of busy this morning." And I can frustrate what he wants to do in my life, the grace that he has available. We sing this song about prayer. "Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear, all because we do not carry everything to God in prayer." You know, I believe I could say that same thing about grace. The needless pain that I go through in a day because of maybe the wrong words that I spoke, the wrong attitude that I had. And all along he said, "I tell you what, if you'll come boldly to the throne of grace, I'll give you help, grace that will help you in your time of needs." I want to be able to have my life, my words, seasoned with this grace. The Lord would like for it to flow into me and flow right back out to others. I want that to be able to happen. So we have to wonder, as the world gets more wicked, Noah could have thought it himself. This world is so wicked. How is it that God can provide grace for just one little family that's living for him? We can ask that same thing to ourselves. This world is getting so wicked and it's crowding in so close around me. How is there grace that will be able to take me through it? And there's a verse then that comes up in Romans 5:20. "Where sin abounds, grace will much more abound." I want to be able to always keep that in my mind. Let sin get worse because grace is going to grow faster than it will. Now, does it mean that it's going to flow into me regardless? No, it didn't flow into the Pharisee when he prayed and told the Lord what all good things he was doing. I think it will flow better when I'm singing the song, "Lord, I need you every hour. I need your grace." What does it say? Part of that song, "I need thee every hour." "What but thy grace will full the tempter's power." This is not about, okay, we might go out and sin tomorrow. No, but the little windows of opportunity that we can give the devil to come in with discouragement or doubting thoughts or things about all that. You know, it's up to us where we let our mind go. And our mind has a lot to do with blocking grace. Whenever I come into a place that I'm thinking negative thoughts, it's pretty hard for that grace to flow as much as he would like for it to. You know, I can spend my days saying, "Lord, why did you take Cheryl?" You know what? I can block the flow of grace that he would like to see flow in me and out of me to others. There is something that I think is so important for every one of us. And it was mentioned this morning. Sometimes we think, well, you know, as you get older, you ought to start thinking about heaven more. Folks, every one of us need to spend some time thinking about heaven and measuring it even against the difficulties that you will face tomorrow, whether it's with somebody on your job or just friends or whatever. We're going to have difficulties come to us in the future, but I want to be able to measure it with something. Paul measured it with something. Paul, with this thorn in the flesh, and he was able to say these light afflictions, which are but for a moment. Yeah. He was able to see something out ahead. Folks, if Cheryl could come back and talk to us just for a few minutes. I believe she'd tell us right was the pathway that led to this. To be able to make heaven our home is going to be the most important thing that can happen to us. So where sin abounds, where trouble gets worse and worse around us, grace will much more abound. So I want to give you one more song. It says, He gives more grace when the burdens grow greater. He sendeth more strength when the labors increase. To added afflictions He addeth His mercy. To multiplied trials His multiplied peace. You know, it's amazing. He said, I've got peace to give you, not like the world can give. In the middle of our storms in life, we can have this peace that passes understanding. In multiplied trials, His multiplied peace. When we have exhausted our store of endurance, you know what? We can come to a place where I'm at the end of my rope. I don't see how to go on another day. We had some of those days. We're up against a wall. We don't know. When we have exhausted our store of endurance, when our strength has failed and the day is just half done, is it over? When we reach the end of our hoarded resources, those things that I saved up to be able to make it through difficult times, our Father's full giving has just begun. He's got grace out there for me when I have run out of my resources. It says, Fear not that thy need shall exceed His provision. You ever felt that way? This problem that I'm facing is so big, I just don't think there's help for it. God has got grace for us, His influence working in our life that will walk us through any trouble that we face in the future. Fear not that thy need shall exceed His provision. Our God ever yearns His resources to share. Now we can look at Cheryl Dine and say, what victory was in that? If we can only see heaven at the end of it. And here's the thing, folks. It's going to be one or the other. You know, we don't talk much about hell. But if I miss heaven, that's the only other thing left. And the devil knows what he can use on each of us. He won't come to me tomorrow with a sin, a deep sin, because he knows he's wasting his time. You know what he can do? Through this past time, he could have caused in Cheryl a root of bitterness springing up that could have troubled her, and she missed it in the end. But what I want to tell you is I'm so thankful that his grace was sufficient for her to walk her through the end of her journey and right over into heaven. And now we've got to make it. We're going to have troubles come our way. Remember Revelations 3 and 20. He's standing at my door and knocking. I've got to hear his voice. I've got to open the door. And he will come in and minister grace to me that can also flow back out to those that I'm around. It says, Fear not thy need shall exceed his provision. He ever yearns his resources to share. Lean hard on the arm everlasting. Thy Father both thee and thy load will upbear. He'll pick us both up. The big old load I'm carrying that seemed like it's too much for me, and he'll carry me along with it. He has done that. It ends with, His love has no limits. His grace has no measure. His power has no boundary known unto man. For out of his infinite riches in Jesus, he giveth and giveth and giveth again. What I want to encourage you with today is he's got grace sufficient for every one of our needs. He has proved his grace sufficient to carry us. What was it? 'Twas grace that brought me safe thus far. And it's going to be grace that takes us home. I want to allow that flow of grace to come into my life. Not something, disbelief or something, stop it up to where it's not flowing. Bitterness, a root of bitterness springing up, and thereby many be defiled. There's all kind of things that can stop this flow of grace. but he has a storehouse of it. And he's telling us, I tell you what, I want you to come boldly to the throne of grace. Now, that does not mean that he owes me something. It just means that he's told me I've got it here sufficient for you. It's available. I want you to not be afraid. There's not enough. There's enough for everybody. And I am thankful for that. I desire your prayers. My desire is to make heaven my home. I am so thankful for the testimony that I have watched. It has told me that if there's enough grace for that, there's enough grace for anything that any of us will ever go through. May the Lord help us each one to be faithful. I desire your prayers.